This morning, America's First News starts right after this. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Another vaccine green light. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Rasa Kay, who's in for Jennifer Koshenka, on this Friday, December 18. Here's what we have for you this hour.
An outside advisory committee has recommended that the FDA approve the coronavirus vaccine from Moderna for broad use.
The penetration of government networks, allegedly by Russian hackers, is deeper and more dangerous than first thought.
Lawmakers are trying to finish talks on a coronavirus stimulus package and attach it to a spending bill before the government runs out of money tonight.
And the problems with pre-flight COVID testing that the airlines are counting on to restore faith in travel.
The airline industry is really betting the farm on this. This is they are going warp speed with rolling out all kinds of testing programs and hoping the government comes along.
Scott McCartney at the Wall Street Journal on the issue with airline COVID testing, like fake certificates and the lag in test results. The stage is set for the Food and Drug Administration today to grant emergency use authorization to the coronavirus vaccine from Moderna. That's after a panel that advises the FDA voted 20-0 yesterday with one abstention to recommend that it be approved for broad use. It would be the second COVID vaccine given such designation in 2 weeks. Approval by the FDA today would open the door to distribution of the Moderna vaccine as early as this weekend. Meanwhile, health officials in more than a dozen states the past few days have said they've been told next week's shipment of the Pfizer vaccine will be less than originally expected. Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
The only thing you can be sure of when you have a massive logistical efforts like this, you probably could expect some glitches. This may be the first one. We'd love it to be the last one.
California, where an explosion in cases is straining intensive care units to the breaking point, will receive 160,000 fewer vaccine doses than expected, a roughly 40% reduction. Congressional negotiators are trying to reach final agreement on a coronavirus stimulus bill that would be passed by this evening as an attachment to a broader government spending measure. That would avoid a shutdown of much of the federal government. The COVID package is expected to include stimulus checks of about $600 for Americans below a certain income level, extend unemployment benefits, and provide assistance for small businesses. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
The negotiations aren't complete, so I don't want to suggest that I know the final word. It's still being negotiated, but there is a basic agreement that there'll be a cash payment given to many American families.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that if a deal is not reached by midnight tonight, he'd insist that lawmakers put off a Christmas break until one is reached. Not in the bill. The Democrats' priority of funding for state and local budgets. And the Republicans' priority of legal protections for companies operating during the pandemic. Calling it a grave risk to the federal government, officials have issued an urgent warning that Russian hackers used a far wider variety of tools than previously known to penetrate government systems. The Energy Department and its National Nuclear Security Administration, which maintains the American nuclear stockpile, were compromised as part of the cyber offensive, but its investigation found the hack did not affect national security functions. Former Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert says officials are waiting to see what the hackers do with the networks.
The magnitude of this is significant, and the consequences are ongoing because we don't know which of those networks still have bad guys on them.
Elsewhere, Microsoft now says it found malicious software. Microsoft is a user of Orion, the networking management software from SolarWinds Corporation, which was used in the suspected Kremlin attacks. The National Security Agency issued a rare cybersecurity advisory yesterday detailing how Microsoft cloud services may have been compromised. It's 10 minutes after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Dell Technologies' end-of-year sale is the perfect time to upgrade tech. Save big on the latest computers powered by Intel Core processors for your small business. Don't forget to shop servers, storage, and thousands of top-brand electronics, all with free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor to help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
This year, Michigan businesses have had to adapt, and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation was right there alongside them, helping to connect businesses to new resources, meet new partners, and access the additional capital they needed right from the start. If your business needs support to reach its new potential, the MEDC is available to help in any way we can. Contact us today for customized business assistance at michiganbusiness.org/partnership.
Thanks for being with us. Google has been targeted in an antitrust lawsuit joined by 38 states, which alleged that it maintained monopoly power over the internet search market through anti-competitive contracts and conduct. Yesterday's suit added allegations not covered in detail in two other lawsuits. Allegations are that Google, through secretive agreements, muscles out competitors and sells out the users it claims to protect. Analysis from Rob Enderle, founder of the tech advisory firm The Enderle Group. Rob, what's this about?
Google, during the Obama administration, engaged itself with the administration and was able to dodge oversight during that period of time. But there's always a problem with that in that you haven't fixed the problem. You're just waiting for another administration to come in and call it out. And in this case, it wasn't just the Trump administration. It was attorneys general across a broad spectrum of states. It's almost like the entire country had 10 states so far, but there are others lining up to get involved with this. And it's almost like the entire country wants Google broken up. And the problem is, of course, the way Google's built, it's not clear how you would break it up without destroying it. They basically control online advertising. And some of the allegations are, they cut deals. They colluded with Facebook to divide up the revenue, which is anti-competitive, and if true, absolutely illegal. And there's little doubt in my mind that they're probably going to be found to be an illegal monopoly. But the cure is going to be ugly. I mean, there is no simple cure to this. It is not like they're doing something wrong that they can stop. The problem is they've reached a point of dominance that is so great that competition doesn't exist in the online advertising world, and restoring that competition, particularly when you've got companies growing up, particularly in China, that could step into the gaps if you were to pull Google back much more easily than say an American company could.
You've got
some serious issues because, yeah, you might fix the Google monopoly problem, but you might suddenly have a monopoly in China, and your ability to address a monopoly in China is quite a bit reduced from addressing a monopoly as a U.S. administrator or a state AG. You're much less capable of addressing a problem in China than you would be in the United States. Plus, all that revenue is now flowing to China and not flowing into the United States. So fixing this problem is going to be far from easy.
All right, so bring this down to a really micro level. Why
sure.
should the average consumer care? Like when I go on Google, and I do a search for wine racks, the search is lightning fast, results are instantaneous.
Right.
Why do I care?
Well, because your ranking has been altered. And it's not consistent with your needs. In other words, in theory, the algorithm in a search should provide you with the best answer to the question you're proposing. But with Google, the answer to your search conforms to the answer that's going to provide Google with the most money. So your this free service you're getting comes with a cost, and that cost is inefficient results from your perspective, and the direct generation of revenue on Google's side. Now, often I don't really care if somebody makes money as long as they're doing what I want them to do, but in this case, they're not. They're giving you an answer that is not optimized. They could give you an answer that was optimized to you. They're not giving you an answer that is optimized for you because the answer that is optimized for you probably doesn't make them as much money as another answer. And so the results that you need are being depressed because of the algorithm that Google uses isn't optimized on you, it's optimized on their revenue.
Can somebody can somebody prove that?
Yeah, they certainly can. In fact, I think the allegations are that the AGs have proven it.
Okay.
They now just have to prove it through the court process so that the judge will confirm that this is going on. But whenever you have this many AGs jumping on a problem, remember when Microsoft was found to be behaving improperly as a monopoly, everybody and their brother jumped on them as well, and primarily because every AG saw this as an opportunity for visibility and revenue for their state. Same thing's happening with Google, and that doesn't happen unless the case looks pretty clear-cut, because no AG wants to jump into a case where they have to use their resources if it doesn't look like it's a winnable case, and this one looks like it's just over the top, obvious.
Thanks, Rob. Rob Enderle, principal and founder of the Enderle Group. By the way, the lawsuit filed yesterday asks the court to order actions including but not limited to structural divestitures. The states didn't specify what divestitures they might seek. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Rasa Kay.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Congressional leaders hope to attach pandemic relief to a $1.4 trillion bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year in September. A stopgap funding measure will be needed to avert a government shutdown if the legislation isn't signed into law today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they're close on everything.
Bipartisan, bicameral committee work has full year government funding legislation on the 1 yard line.
Number two.
A senior FDA panel could approve another coronavirus vaccine today for mass distribution. The Moderna vaccine requires two shots to be administered over a period of several weeks, but unlike Pfizer's two-shot version, the Moderna vaccine can be stored at regular freezer temperatures. Pfizer's vaccine has to chill at minus 70 degrees Celsius.
Number three.
The new epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak is now Southern California. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti on the dire new numbers.
Right now, we have 5,100 people in Los Angeles County hospitalized for COVID-19, a 5% increase just since yesterday.
Garcetti speaking from home as he quarantines after his 9-year-old daughter was sickened with coronavirus. Among new appointments to the Biden cabinet, North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality Chief Michael Regan will head the EPA, becoming the first black man to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland has been tapped to run the Department of the Interior. She will be the first Native American woman in a cabinet post. The New Jersey Assembly and Senate have approved legislation that creates a framework for how to legally buy and sell marijuana in the state next year. The bill needs the governor's signature to become law. Officials expect a boost in state revenue and job creation from a marijuana industry. And in another new revenue stream, Boeing is selling high-end furniture from upcycled plane parts in its luxury aviation store. A chair made from an F-4 Phantom ejection seat is the priciest item at just under $20,000. But the wine bar out of a Boeing 727 fuselage is half that price. And the table from an exit door will cost you $7,500. You can browse it all at BoeingStore.com.
That ejection seat wouldn't still be functional when they sold it to you, would it? With that, you know, that red button right on the armrest?
All details at BoeingStore.com.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Fantasize there. Just
put that in your house. I'm out of here, honey. Gone. Thanks, Rasa. 23 minutes after the hour. So there you are, shopping online. After carefully comparing every detail to find the best deal, you finally go to checkout, and there it is. Promo code. And you think, wait, I could save even more? Yes, you can. There's a free browser extension I found called Honey that scours the internet for promo codes from over 30,000 online stores and applies the best one it can find to your cart. From tech and gaming products to clothes, gadgets, even food delivery. In fact, that's one of the ones that saved us a bundle. Honey found an online code for every meal we've had delivered since we started using it. We've been able to save money and support our favorite local restaurants. You just click apply coupons when you check out anywhere online, and if there's a coupon, Honey finds it. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Gordon. That's joinhoney.com/Gordon. Thanks for being with us. Just by being a working mother, women are 28% more likely to experience burnout than fathers. That's according to a new study. That means in the U.S., there are 2.35 million additional cases of burnout due to the unequal demands of home and work placed on working mothers. How to spot it and manage it, from Megan Lenhart, senior reporter at CNBC Make It. Megan, what are you hearing?
So this was really interesting. I think we've all been hearing for a number of months now that working parents have been really juggling a lot, and that burnout was definitely on the horizon, if not already here. And thanks to a new report from A Great Place to Work and the healthcare startup Maven, we actually have some numbers to put around this now. So all said and done, about 9.8 million working mothers in the U.S. are suffering from workplace burnout. And of course, this isn't just a catchphrase. This is something that, you know, is really an issue and is a medical condition in many cases, where you can have a number of symptoms that, you know, are really quite severe in some cases. Everything from fatigue and, you know, certainly cynicism, lack of motivation, but also physical ailments, headaches, chest tightness, stomach aches, hair loss. I mean, these are, you know, not things that you necessarily want to be dealing with right now.
Right. And is this because the working mothers also assume like the primary role of child care provider?
Yes, I think we've had several reports, including a new one from Urban Sitter, that are showing that, you know, normally about 50% or more of cases, the mom is the primary caregiver at home. So that means a lot of times she's not only dealing with her own work responsibilities for her career and her job, but she's also taking care of the kids. She may also be doing a lot of the housework around the home and other tasks that really do end up adding up and putting a lot of stress on a single person. That's not to say that working fathers are not experiencing burnout. That is not to say that they're not helping at home. Mm-hmm. But certainly women do tend to be shouldering more of the responsibilities right now.
Yeah. We're speaking with Megan Lenhart, senior reporter at CNBC Make It, and she's written an interesting piece about moms burning out. So some of the ways to cope here. One, you talk about tap into your support system. Explain that.
So this was really interesting. I talked to a few experts who have, you know, worked through this as either coaches or a psychologist, and one of the big things that they really said was a really good way to help mitigate burnout is by working with the people around you. And obviously this will depend on what your situation is. If you're a single parent, you may not have a spouse necessarily to help shoulder those responsibilities, but you may have friends and family that can certainly be tapped into to help you work through a lot of the daily tasks that you need to do.
Thanks, Megan. Megan Lenhart, senior reporter at CNBC Make It. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. If you're looking for a special gift for someone this holiday season, something truly unique, I've got a great idea. An original hand-painted portrait from PaintYourLife.com. At PaintYourLife.com, you can send any photo or combination of photos, and a world-class artist will transform them into a beautiful portrait at a truly affordable price. I recently had a portrait of our kids done. It's incredible. Now hangs prominently above the fireplace in our den. Taking less than 5 minutes, the order process was a breeze, and our painting arrived in about 3 weeks, packed and handled as if it were the most delicate item ever shipped. At PaintYourLife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. And right now, as a limited-time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word DEAL to 64,000. That's DEAL to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Text DEAL to 64,000 for PaintYourLife.com. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Friday, December 18. Gordon Deal with Rasa Kay, who's in for Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. An advisory panel recommends the FDA approve the Moderna vaccine. Distribution could begin this weekend. Lawmakers still working on a coronavirus package with stimulus checks. Alleged Russian hackers have created a grave threat to government networks. Some parts of New York and Pennsylvania got nearly 4 feet of snow from the recent nor'easter. Walmart hosting a shopping event on TikTok tonight. Chargers over the Raiders in Thursday Night Football. And what a guy did with $3,000 he found on the sidewalk. That story in about 20 minutes. Is COVID-19 testing the way to restart travel? Grades are mixed so far. Airlines and tourism organizations around the world say testing is the answer and are rushing to make it happen, opening test sites at airports, adding test results to passenger records, and offering flights only for tested passengers. But Scott McCartney, travel columnist at the Wall Street Journal, says already there are problems and concerns with travel-related testing. Scott set this up.
I think it's also the story that the airline industry is really betting the farm on this. They are going warp speed with rolling out all kinds of testing programs and hoping the government comes along. We also have some experience from Hawaii, which is a really interesting test case, and things have gone pretty well there. There have been some problems, but in general, things have gone pretty well. But there have also been cases investigated and documented, particularly in New Zealand, which has a very strict quarantine, so they can do easy contact tracing on everybody because no matter what, you have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks in a government facility. Mm. And they have found that people who test negative before they get on the airplane, they get to New Zealand and they go into quarantine and they end up with coronavirus, with COVID-19. And so a lot of concerns about testing out of that. Everybody agrees that testing can minimize the risk, can probably reduce the risk, but it can't eliminate the risk.
We're speaking with Scott McCartney, travel columnist at the Wall Street Journal. All right, so New Zealand has come up with this little experiment saying that the testing does not stop infections. But what has Hawaii done that they say is working?
You know, they were bleeding heavily financially. The economy is heavily dependent on tourism. 150,000 people lost jobs. The people were literally leaving the islands because there was no work. And so they said, well, we got to do something. And so they put in a regime, and the lieutenant governor is in charge of it, and he's actually an emergency room physician who's had COVID himself. Mm. He knows what he's doing. And the requirement was 72 hours with what's essentially a PCR test. It's a little more specific than that. And they'll only take test results from labs that they have certified as acceptable. And this has been one of the major issues for travelers. They go get PCR tests at a perfectly reputable lab, but if it's not on Hawaii's list, they're not going to accept it. And Hawaii thinks that's really important because there are a lot of questions about how accurate different testing labs are. So it's not just the accuracy of the test, but the accuracy of the sample collection, for example. If you do it at home and you don't collect the sample correctly, you may get a negative test result, but you may be positive because you didn't get the sample right.
Wow. How prevalent are fake certificates that indicate you're negative for COVID?
Yeah, this is, here we go again, right? This happens all the time. Seven people got arrested at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris for selling fake certificates. This was a whole scheme discovered after some people had traveled on fake certificates and different countries discovered and they traced it back. Apparently, in various corners of the internet, you can buy fake certificates. I don't think it's as prevalent as an emotional support animal certificate, which right. you could get easily.
Right.
But these people were out at the airport selling. You know, people show up and the airline says, "Hey, you need a negative test result." So they go over to the guy
with, trench
coat, in the
right?
hoodie, yeah. and 150 euros later, you got your fake test certificate.
Wow. How about that? Scott McCartney, travel columnist at the Wall Street Journal. You can spend a lot of time on social media, right? So addictive and time-consuming. But don't you wish you were actually learning something? That's how I felt until I found Blinkist, the app for your phone, tablet, or browser that condenses the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books down to 15 minutes. I like Blinkist because I can listen to condensed books that look intriguing while commuting or running errands, like Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker. Blinkist is thought-provoking and time-saving all in one. podcasts, too. Join 15 million others broadening their knowledge with Blinkist. Right now, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/morning to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/morning to get 25% off and a 7-day free trial. Blinkist.com/morning. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Friday. Research from NPD Group finds that 40% of us plan to buy bigger gifts and more of them to bring joy to others in a challenging time like COVID this year. It's called guilt gifting, but that's a bad idea, according to Catherine Athens, doctor of clinical psychology and author of a book called The Heart Brain. Doctor, what's guilt gifting?
Guilt gifting is parents being responsible for kids having to stay at home and work off the computer and not see their friends, and basically parents taking responsibility for the epidemic, and it's not their responsibility. First of all, these are things that happen that are beyond our control, and what I'm finding is that not enough parents sit down with their children and say, look, this stuff is beyond our control, but when we're all home together, we can use our imaginations, be creative, and actually do some fun stuff. So instead, it looks like 40% of the consumers are ready to buy bigger gifts for their kids, and this is a mistake of the 21st century, is throw things at your children to make them happy. Right. And that doesn't make them happy.
Why do we do this?
I would say we just are not informed, and we don't have time. We're all running around with our heads cut off, trying to do something. I have no idea what.
I thought you're supposed to know this stuff, why we do the things we do.
Well, you know, I've been studying for over 30 years, and I'll tell you, it always surprises me. People are so complicated, complex. You know, we can't give just a pat and answer, but I say that we have a misunderstanding of what makes people happy, and parents forgot that children, what makes them happy is attention from the parent and then doing some joint projects together allows for the parent and the child to begin to work as a team and start some communication and start the idea of trust. When you throw stuff at a kid doesn't trust you, doesn't even know you. And that's part of the problem. There's this disconnect. And certainly I live in the Silicon Valley where I tell people we have designer kids here.
Sure.
You know, we have very wealthy people, and they look around and go, oh, we should have two kids, but they don't understand these are human beings and that are very complicated, need a lot of care, a lot of attention, and people don't have the time or don't take the time.
Yeah.
So now we have the time, but we forgot how to be with children. We forgot how to be with ourselves. You know, there's a rise of 45% in teen suicides, and the divorce rate has gone crazy. And we've forgotten how to have interpersonal skills because we have the device. And since I live in the device capital of the world,
right.
You know, I see it all the time. I say, put that device down.
Yeah.
How about just talking to your kid? Tell your kid, I love you. Let's get to know each other again.
We're speaking with Catherine Athens. She's a doctor of clinical psychology, also author of a book called The Heart Brain, and we're talking about guilt gifting. So if we sense we might be doing this or are headed down a path of doing it, how do we get over this?
Well, if we sense that, I'd say put that big Xbox thing down. Take your kids, say, let's go to the hardware store. Hardware stores are open. Let's figure out a project we could do. One of the things I did when I was a kid is we dug a big hole to China. Now, of course, we never reached China, and I was very perplexed about the whole thing. But what we did is we found different rocks. We looked at the soil, and we began to read, well, what is soil? Why does soil, you bury something in soil so it grows? What's going on here?
Thanks, Catherine. Dr. Catherine Adams. Again, the book is called The Heart Brain. It's 12 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Rasa Kay.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
New energy in the negotiations between Republicans and Democrats scrambling to pass a new round of COVID-19 aid and avoid a third stopgap measure to keep funding the government while they work out the details.
I am hopeful. I think the leaders have really shown some initiative, and along with the White House, to sit down and get this done in the next 24 or 48 hours. I hope that it's done quickly.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on ABC News.
Number two.
And that concludes the vote. It looks like we have a favorable vote.
Paving the way for final approval from the FDA, the agency's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee voted 20-0 that the FDA should give the green light for the Moderna vaccine to be administered to those 18 years and older. If it happens, Moderna shots could start reaching American arms Monday.
Number three.
Pfizer and the FDA are revising information for use and monitoring of the company's COVID-19 vaccine after rare allergic reactions in some recipients. Facilities administering the shot are being told in the fact sheets for the vaccine to have medication on hand to treat possible allergic reactions. The Department of Homeland Security says a wide-ranging cyber attack suspected of being caused by Russian intelligence targeted major branches of the U.S. government and may have compromised an untold number of Americans, agencies, and government secrets. In its alert, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency said it's likely additional intrusions have not been discovered yet. A Staten Island Amazon warehouse worker's complaint that he was illegally fired for organizing fellow employees during the coronavirus pandemic won his case before the National Labor Relations Board. The tech giant now has the option of whether to settle with Gerald Bryson or face an NLRB hearing pending a federal complaint. So, you know, cybersecurity experts say multi-factor authentication is ideal for data protection, a password or PIN or retina scan or fingerprint to sign in. But researchers in the UK are now working on using the roof of your mouth, also unique, as a personal identifier instead of fingerprints, because your prints can be lifted from an object you touch. They're developing a mouth-wearable device that would transmit your palate prints.
Jeez.
We're not leaving palate prints around stuff, are we?
I guess. We're not biting anything, right? Just leaving prints?
Not yet.
Wow. Oh, just if I may be so bold, if we could get this to the folks at SolarWind Corporation, which had the password SolarWind123.
Some of those right? little mouth bite yeah. muzzle things. Yeah. That should work.
Just, I'm no cybersecurity expert. Just a thought. Thank you, Rasa. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Today, I'm here with Josh Hunt, Executive VP and Chief Business Development Officer at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Josh, if I wanted to start a new business, what is it that makes Michigan so attractive?
Yeah, if you want to start a business in Michigan, we have unbelievable assets here in Michigan for our entrepreneurial community as well in terms of opportunities for growth through access to capital, services, great universities, and a talented workforce that can grow through those startup businesses here in Michigan. We've seen examples of companies grow from an idea to over $1 billion valuation, companies like Duo Security and others that have grown here through the strong ecosystem of support that we have for high-tech startups here in the state.
To hear more of this interview with Josh Hunt from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, go to thismorningwithgordondeal.com and click on the MEDC microphone. That's thismorningwithgordondeal.com and click on the MEDC microphone. Thanks for being with us. Police in Wisconsin said an honest stranger who found $3,000 on a sidewalk saved Christmas for a family by helping return the cash. The Wausau Police Department said a resident walking in the city found a bundle containing $3,000, multiple Christmas gift envelopes, and a bank receipt. The resident turned the money over to police, who contacted the institution listed on the receipt, which was People's State Bank. In a Facebook post, police said they were then able to work with the awesome folks at People's State Bank and get the money returned to the proper owner and ensure Christmas wasn't ruined after all. Obviously, the Facebook post received lots of likes and plenty of praise. One woman wrote, "This is an example of the only kind of post that should be allowed on Facebook this time of year. Thanks for the awesome story. For Rasa Kay, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.